Look, I haven't seen the statistic of Chitungwiza, which generally tends to be slightly lower than Bulawayo, because it is inconceivable that Chitungwiza can have more people than less people than Bulawayo, or more people than Bulawayo, for instance. But the credibility of such statistics can always be doubted, in the sense that if there is no political hand in Zimstad, then it's, one can rationalize that many young people in Matabele and in Ulawa in particular migrate to South Africa because of deindustrialization. So without, casting any doubt on the credibility of Zimstad, it might look like a correct trend.
Now, since these are only preliminary results, do you see any significant change in the final results?
Well, it's very unlikely that you are going to get some significant changes, but I think Zimstad's work should also be subjected to audit by independent bodies, because such statistical pronouncements tend to be given a political interpretation.